if your pleasure is not complicated? It's just underprioritized. Somehow, today, female sexual pleasure is still optional, mysterious, and nice if it happens. That stops here. I asked 5 sexperts to give their best advice for women who want more sensation, more confidence, and more satisfaction without guilt, pressure, or performing for someone else. So if you've ever wondered, is this really as good as it gets? Then this podcast is for you. So please make sure to stay to the end because there's a really good idea. Hi, I'm Dr. Trina Reed, Canadian sexologist, and thank you for subscribing to the Pursuit of Pleasure podcast, where we do a deep dive into what makes women in long-term relationships excited to have sex. Please check out my latest book, The Taboo Show. That's about 4 women who walk into the taboo sex show and walk out forever changed. Links will be in the description. Now, get ready to laugh and cringe and hopefully learn some really great ideas. Caitlin, what is your best advice for male sexual pleasure?
So, as a whole, for men to get out of performance mode and back into presence mode. A lot of the messaging that men get around sex and sexuality is based on their ability to perform and provide. And ironically, this does 2 things. Number one, it can make them, that performance pressure and performance anxiety causes premature ejaculation, erectile dysfunction, and delayed ejaculation. It's not, you can have any of those 3 things and have it not be related to performance anxiety. I just want to be clear, like most ED is caused by physiological things like your cardiovascular system. But performance anxiety and performance pressure can cause you to not be able to get hard, not be able to control your orgasm, and not be able to get off when you want to. And the ironic thing is that it becomes this sort of like sad, self-reinforcing circle, this cycle of like, I feel a lot of pressure to perform and be a great lover. That performance pressure makes me ejaculate early. And then because I've ejaculated early, I feel bad about my performance as a lover. And then I put more pressure on myself to perform, right? And so, and then I get into my head like, ooh, but what if that happens again? Or what if I can't get hard again? Or what if I ejaculate too soon again? So what ends up happening is that men get into their head and they get stuck in there because they're in their head. They're not capable of being present, A, with their partner, and B, with their own body. So the more that we decrease the need to perform and the need to prove anything, and the more that we like let go of those cultural level myths of like what men are supposed to do and how they're supposed to be in bed, and the more like we can come back to just being like an individual person who has this body, who's with this lover in this moment, and that looks like breathing, that looks like maintaining connection, eye contact, that looks like going slower, that looks like maintaining a sort of steadiness. That can also look like practicing those things during masturbation so that we're more prepared to bring those into bed with a lover. For men across the board, that is going to ease up so much of the challenges that they deal with in bed that you could honestly reduce all of the premature ejaculation, delayed ejaculation, and erectile dysfunction. I think like instantly, if all men knew that, and if all their partners were willing to also be a part of helping them reduce that pressure on themselves and just return to presence.
Excellent. Wow. It's almost like you've said this a few times. So Telly, what is your best tip for female sexual pleasure?
My best tip for female sexual pleasure is to get really good at feeling. So many of us were taught early on that our feelings are too much, they're inconvenient, they make people uncomfortable. And what happens when we get that message growing up? We shut down. We shut off our ability to feel. We put it aside. We diminish it. And then later on, when we're in our 30s, 40s, maybe 50s, we wonder why we feel numb during sex or why we feel disconnected from our pleasure. But when you really think about it, it makes perfect sense, because if we've spent a lifetime not feeling or putting a lid on it, of course our capacity to feel pleasure is going to get muted too. So when we shut down our ability to feel the uncomfortable things, we also shut down our ability to feel the things that we want to experience, like the pleasure. And that's why I always say pleasure isn't a destination. It's a capacity. So most women are trying to chase pleasure instead of allowing it. They're performing, they're efforting, they're trying to make something happen. And pleasure does not respond to that at all. Pleasure doesn't come out when we're forcing and performing. It comes when we feel safe enough to relax, feel things, and just receive whatever the moment is bringing us. So one practice that is just so simple that you can try out even right now is just to take a couple minutes to slow down and breathe. Take everything down about 30%. Take a few deep breaths and just ask yourself, what wants to be felt right now? Not what should I be feeling or experiencing, but what's actually here in this moment. And when we build that relationship with sensation and feeling, it becomes way more accessible to experience pleasure when we want it.
Excellent. Well done. What is your best tip for female sexual pleasure?
My best tip for female sexual pleasure is that you slow down. My friends, don't just go as slow as you think slow is. Go even slower than that. You want to arouse a woman from the extremities in. And the biggest mistake that people make when trying to pleasure a woman is they go straight to primary erogenous zones, tips, nips, and clits. Try to hold her hand. Wherever there's a flexible joint in the body, tickle her elbow, get behind those knees, caress that neck, feel that side boob, feel along the side of the waist, feel those hips, feel the curve of the thighs. Wherever there's a flexible joint, there's an extra bundle of nerve endings. We call them secondary erogenous zones. And those are some of the yummiest bits. If you want to help a woman get more aroused faster, it's all about making your way into the center, but don't forget the external.
That's great. Tips, nips, and clit. Like, I've been doing this for a long time, and that's the first time I've heard that, and that is outstanding. I'm going to be pulling that one. Thank you. So, Dr. Willow, what is your best tip for female sexual pleasure?
So my best tip for female sexual pleasure is to find your Shakti inside of yourself. Shakti is a Sanskrit word. It means sexual essence and sexual energy. And it's really, I think we have grown up to learn that, you know, somebody else is meant to know how to turn us on and how to make us feel ignited. And the exact opposite is true. Really understanding how to turn yourself on, how to find pleasure in your own life, how to not only know what erogenous zones in your body turn you on, but what sensations turn you on. I mean, maybe you'd like to have a rose dragged across your nipples. Maybe you would like to have pearls along your pussy. I mean, there's so many options. So it's really a wonderful opportunity to get creative. Throw some coconut oil in the mix, my friends, because that is going to make everything a lot more fun and slippery and sexy and juicy.
So Jana, what is your best tip for female sexual pleasure?
Here's my best tip for female sexual pleasure. What a lot of women don't understand is that their pelvic floor is a key component or a key piece to the orgasm puzzle. I feel like so many women believe that they either know how to orgasm, or they can orgasm, or they don't, or they used to be able to orgasm in their 20s and 30s, and now that they're in perimenopause or postmenopause, they can't. And we just come to believe that this is quote unquote normal. And we're actually being conditioned by society for that exact kind of mindset, that this is just normal. You know, I'm 52 years old now, so of course I'm not going to be able to orgasm like I could at 32. That is the biggest crock of BS out there. And the fact that 50% of women over 50 are no longer having any type of sexual intercourse, it just blows my mind, because from a longevity, hormone balance, immunity perspective, Orgasm is such an amazing thing to be able to produce in your body. And here's the thing, the physicality of our pelvic floor, 14 muscles in three layers that live basically, if you put your hands on your hips, those are the bones of your pelvis. The pelvic floor lies and lives within that those pelvic bones. When those muscles are working too hard, we call it hypertonic, or they're lacking tone, in order for an orgasm to actually appear or for you to experience it, the muscles have to be able to go from on to off, so contract, relax, between 2 and 32 times over the length of the orgasm. So if your muscles are too tight, which most of us are, because we've been Kegeling our pelvic floor function away, which is such an old form of working the pelvic floor, or those who are truly weak, you're either chasing the orgasm because you can't get those muscles up the hill, or those muscles are like at the penthouse of the hotel and you need to be able to completely relax and receive, and you're unable to do that. So every single beating heart that lives in a woman's body is able to orgasm. We just need to understand. And that's where, when I learned that 90% of pelvic floor dysfunction is a fitness issue and not a medical issue, it's about getting oxygen-rich, nutrient-rich blood to the pelvic floor. That's why the Cooch Ball was created, so that we could create the environment for change and just understand that our body is meant to serve us literally until our last breath on this earth. And that includes being able to have an amazing sensual and sexual life. Once women understand that, you can just see the light bulb or the spark in their mind. And women are very good at taking action when they understand the why. And this is a why that I feel has almost purposefully been buried, so that women become empty. We start settling for a life that does not serve us. And, you know, my motto is waking women up one cooch at a time. And this information can absolutely do that.
So if something clicked for you during this podcast, awesome. That means you're ready to make a few changes. Female pleasure is not a bonus feature. It is the main event. And the more you understand your body and your desire and your voice, the better everything is going to get inside and outside the bedroom. I have some amazing news. The Taboo Show was selected for BookBub's new releases for less. Now, this matters because BookBub doesn't just feature any book. Their editorial team handpicks the books they believe their readers will love. So on March 17th, my book goes out to 1.27 million women fiction readers in the US and the UK and in Australia. So the good news for you is, from March 15th to 22nd, the Taboo Show ebook is going to be on sale for $2.99 on Amazon and Apple Books.
Yes!
So if you've been curious about the Taboo Show, or you have a friend who needs it, this is the week. Remember, read now, play later. All the links to today's experts and my book will be in the description. And if you love this conversation, please watch the next episode, because pleasure is not just one tip. It is a learned skill. And you and I, we are just getting started.